Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to take one of the ideas that I share in my book, Supercoach, and kind of expand on it a little bit. And in the chapter called Rainy Days and Mondays, I share a kind of a key point, which is that your thinking is a variable guide to reality, but your feelings are a foolproof guide to the quality of your current thinking. So our thinking sometimes is related to what's really going on, often has nothing to do with what's really going on. But our feelings will always let us know whether we're in high-quality thinking, freedom of mind, or low-quality thinking, habitual thought, restricted, tense thinking. So in the book, I talk about how the guidance system, if we're looking to guide our way through life, it doesn't come from figuring things out or analyzing your thoughts, but from feeling your feelings. So when you're feeling expansive, you're feeling warm and loving and spacious and comfortable and easy and alive, that's the shadow of healthy thinking. Not the shadow is in the dark side. It's like that just comes with healthy thinking. And that kind of lets you know, you can just kind of go with it. I in the book, I have a sort of a traffic signal. And you know, when the red light is on, you know, it means you might want to kind of disengage from your thinking. If you're kind of really head up and angry and feeling an incredible sense of urgency and fear or whatever, it's just like a little, hey, it's like a stop sign. If you're a bit flat, if you're a bit kind of, a bit neutral, I'm fine. I'm not up, I'm not down, I'm fine. That's like a yellow signal. That's like a yield, you know, or a merge sign. Just letting you know, proceed with caution with your thinking. You know, you it may or may not take you somewhere good, the train of thought that you're on. But if you are feeling alive and clear and present and peaceful, well, that's the green light. Your thoughts are just in tune in that moment. The wheels on your bicycle are aligned, and you can carry on full speed ahead. Now, here's the thing. When you are feeling contracted, insecure, apathetic, frustrated, numb, stressed out, uncomfortable, it's really hard to know that's a traffic signal. And most of us have been brought up to think of that as a problem to be solved. So when we're feeling bad, we don't go within and go, oh, I must be on a kind of a dodgy train of thought right now. I must be caught up. We look at the feeling and go, how do I get rid of this horrible feeling? And I remember the moment I saw that so clearly was we used to do these public speaking phobia cures on large NLP trainings, and we'd have hundreds of people who had in the audience, and so it was very easy to test the phobia. So we'd, you know, bring somebody up, and my colleague, this particular instance, brought somebody up and kind of had to really cajole them to even get them to be on stage, and they looked away from the audience, and in a very short space of time got their fear down from a 10 to a 3. And I thought, wow, that was elegant. That was great to see how quickly even a long-standing fear can shift. But my colleague didn't leave it there. He wasn't okay to leave it until it was down to a 0, until the feeling was completely gone. And it took another hour. And I remember thinking at the time two things. One, it felt to me like he'd almost bludgeoned the guy into submission. It just didn't seem like a very elegant intervention. But more than that, I thought, what's wrong with a 3? Like, I've been training and teaching and speaking publicly since I was in high school. And sometimes I've got really high anxiety and sometimes I feel completely at peace. And it doesn't really prevent me from doing anything. But I've learned over the years that when I am caught up, as best I can, I don't let my imagination run away with me. I don't take my dark thinking too seriously. I kind of back off. I step away because I've come to see that's what that feeling is telling me. Hey, your thinking is like an alarm. Your thinking's going crazy. Now, imagine if every time your alarm clock went off, you destroyed it. Now, that might be easy for you to imagine. I know there are people who do throw their alarm clocks across the room from time to time, less so since most people now use their phones as their alarms. But to try and take away your feeling, like, oh, I'm feeling bad, I must get rid of this feeling, I mustn't feel this feeling, is like coming to a traffic sign, and if it's red, taking it down. Coming to a stop sign and fixing it so it says go. Taking a thermometer on a cold day and adding extra red liquid to it because you like the way the thermometer looks when there's more red in it. When we try and take control of a feedback mechanism, it loses its value as a feedback mechanism. So when we try to control our feelings, to control our states of mind, so we're always feeling good and never feeling bad, it's like trying to force the level on a thermometer. It's like painting go on stop signs. It's like whenever you get a red light, forcing it to green. It's a terrible idea. But it does make sense if you don't know that's what our feelings are there for. They are an immaculate, a perfect, a 100% reliable guide to the quality of our thinking, moment by moment by moment. And my guess is when you see a stop sign, you stop. Or at the very least, you slow to observe police. When you see a yield sign, you yield. When you see a look both ways before crossing sign at a pedestrian crossing, hopefully you look both ways before crossing. You don't paint out the sign. You listen. So that's your homework for today, if you want homework for today. Is to just notice, what if every feeling that you're feeling is just giving you direct feedback on the quality of your thinking in this moment? What if instead of trying to change your feelings, you let them guide you? Not a guide to reality out there, but a guide to the quality of your thinking in here. Have fun, learn heaps. Happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.